250 kilometres. What an outstanding supercar race.
Yeah.
And I think the Kerr Borders has ticked the box. We've got trouble here. Oh, and he's given the wall a big, big thump.
Now, Goldie. Oh, there's going to be a massive shunt.
Can Reynolds hang on for this nail biter? And David Reynolds is able to put the pedal to the metal and stitch together a race victory on the Gold Coast.
Well, the party has officially begun here at the Boost Mobile Gold Coast 500. Two big days of action. It was Waters on Saturday. It was Reynolds on Sunday. And you got Chad Nailon and James Pavey breaking it down for you. This is the Shit Cooldown Lap, the podcast that tries to talk to as many people in pit lane as possible, starting with my very good mate, Paves. Wow, wee, two thrillers.
Have you caught your breath yet? I have not caught mine. That was amazing. And I was literally just writing my race report just then. The two closest competitive finishes in Gold Coast history on the same weekend. That's just nuts. That's all you need to know about this weekend. Amazing.
Perfect. Thank you very much for an amazing show is all I want to say off the back of that one. We're going to go for a walk. We're at the pit entrance at the moment. We've got music blaring on one side of the track. I can hear the DJ sets have started already over at Club 500. So it's definitely party time.
Good
the sun is still up here because it was a bit of an earlier race finish on a pretty warm day. And I reckon some of the Ford guys would be pretty happy. You know, I'm going to get Benny Nightingale from Ford, actually. Never had this guy on the pod before. A blue oval man must be very happy with what they've seen today.
Yeah, mate, massively happy. I'm happy as a race fan as well. What an awesome weekend of racing. But from Ford, what that did this weekend, mate, is it showed what our teams and our drivers are capable of when we give them the tools to get the job done.
You know? Totally. And you must be so proud of the guys who were able to execute that this weekend. It's one thing to put it on the front row and have the little tweaks that they had up their sleeve, but then another to deliver it in the way that they did it this week.
Yeah, 100%. You know, that shows the quality of the teams and the drivers that we're partnered with. And, mate, their grit, their determination, their resilience this year is admirable. We're so proud of them. And, yeah, to have Cameron up there yesterday and then David today, sensational. Brilliant.
Very good to see you smile with the Blue Oval Brigade, mate. Thank you. And there you go, first time on the pod. Well done.
Thank you very much.
It's Benny Nightingale, who's part of the Ford Performance team here. He's part of the communications team. And he had a big Cheshire Cat grin smile on his face.
Yeah, it's a big weekend for Ford. It's been a big year for the sport, but also for Ford. They've been chasing a lot of performance this year and a few aero upgrades. It's arguable if it made a difference or not. I mean, it's not really an aerodynamic track, but Waters yesterday, Reynolds today, the Blue Oval fans, they must be stoked.
Yeah, it would. We'd probably have to go to a... No, it'd be great if we could get back to Bathurst, which we will. We even know that very soon and see exactly what the differences are like. We're at the front of Newlon Racing, and this has been a really tough day for them. As it stands, James Golding's come home in sixth, but that car looks pretty beaten and banged up right now.
Extraordinary day for these guys. And weekend, I mean, we spoke to Pete Gibbruce at the last podcast in Bathurst, and he was so pumped about, you know, moving up Team's Championship order. The guys are quick there, and they were really quick this weekend, but unfortunately for Tim Slade, two first-up incidents, that's as unlucky as it gets, and obviously, but... I mean, you look at James Golding's incident late in that race, you think that's sort of unlucky as well because they were chasing a podium, but he's chasing a podium. You know, that's where these guys want to be. Still came home sixth, but yeah, that's a bit of rotten luck for these guys.
Yeah, we'll get a quick word off Jimmy because it was a bit of a scary incident for him. He's having a bit of a debrief with his teammate, Tim Slade, and the setting sun. All right, we'll keep wandering on by. I think they're just going to get a little team photo here with Pete Chibris and the guys. So let's just wait a sec. They're going to get a quick snap at Newlon Racing. The championship in Top Fuel Racing has already begun for Pete Gibb as well, which is exciting.
Yeah, big weekend at the Bend the other day as well. How good did that look, by the way? 20,000 people. Fantastic job by everyone there.
Yeah, that venue looked amazing. We had Sam Sheehan running here in the Porsches this week. We'll touch on some of the support categories as we get up and down pit lane too, Paves, because my goodness, there's some action up and down the different paddocks we had this week and some angst as well.
I mean, if you thought you were busy at Bathurst, you're bloody busy this weekend as well, because I was pinpointing today's action at the Porsche race. There was a lot of carnage there, but credit to a lot of the teams actually getting those cars back out. It's a quick turnaround, really impressive. But yeah, we've got Jimmy Golding here, Chad.
We'll have a chat. I'm really glad to see this guy okay. That was a scary one with a few laps to go. Jimmy, can you talk us through the moment down there at the chicane?
Yeah, obviously my fault. Just being a bit too conservative on the curb strikes was because we were out of them and just got wide and got the tyres like a few people have this weekend. So disappointing. I was stuck in the middle of the track and felt pretty vulnerable, so I flicked it around and kept it pretty much in the middle of the track, but obviously there was some cars that got passed and some that didn't, so yeah, apologies to those who got caught out in my incident, but yeah, I don't really know what else I could have done differently, so still positive, like to finish P6 and be running right at the front is just awesome for our young team, so we'll keep pushing forward.
Jimmy, how hard is it to know if other cars are coming? If you're pointing the other direction and there are a few blokes behind you, how do you know if someone's coming? Is there any communication? Can you talk us through that?
I mean, you can talk to the team, but like people are firing in there at 250. There's not really any good time. The field's spread out over the whole lap. It's a short lap. When do you do it? You know what I mean? Like if we're right out of position and down the back, and which we weren't, you know, we were still at the front in good contention. And if I was going to flick it onto the race line, obviously I wouldn't have done that, but I thought I had enough room. And you got to make a split second decision when you face the wrong way and cars are coming at you at
speed. I don't ever want to experience what that feeling must be like. Hey, great to see the speed for this teammate. Well done on another shootout, and we'll see you in Adelaide.
Yep, sounds good.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good to see a smile on the face there as well, off the back of a weekend that had its ups and downs for that team. Better day Sunday for Truck Assist Racing than it was on Saturday.
Yeah, another local team here. And, you know, when you operate just down the road, you want to come here with a bit of a wet sail and try and get some results. But it didn't happen yesterday. Obviously, Jack LeBrock had that DNF. And he's fighting for a top 10 position in this championship. And that does not help that cause.
No.
But a bit of a fight back from today. And Cam Hill had some pretty good pace as well.
Yeah, they had, for the Truck Assist 35 of Cam Hill, they had power steering issues come Saturday. And then it was a pretty big engine failure for Jack LeBrock's car on Saturday as well. They had to change an engine overnight. I heard that thing on the backstretch at some point going through the beach chicane, making tractor sounds.
Oh, you never want the tractor sounds.
Yeah, once you've got the we've lost a cylinder and it starts to get worse from there. So that was some pretty bad cylinder head damage for that team. So hopefully it hasn't done so much damage to an engine that it's irreparable. Brad Jones Racing, there's a couple of cars here that look like they've been in the races. Jack Smith's one of them. Let's see if we can... I think I could see Jack, actually, from where I stand. So let's wander in and see if we can get some of these guys down at BJR. They've got the tunes going on in here as well. He copped a bit of a whack in the early part of that race when he tried to get past his teammate, Macaulay Jones. And Macca had already been bouncing off the cars that were caught up in the fence with James Courtney and Tim Slade's car. And the two BJR cars were just unlucky and ended up sort of slicing into each other.
Yeah, naturally, I think when you have four cars, it's going to be a few tales of woe. But I think the highlight of this team today is Bryce Fullwood, 10th.
Yep.
And consolidating that top 10 position in the championship, which for him would be obviously a career best. Look down the order, Andre Heimgartner 17th. So we'll try and unpack that as well.
So where do they sit now in the teams championship, I wonder, Brad Jones
Let's
Racing?
Have a look on the new supercars.com app.
Oh, lovely. Good plug.
There was a lot going on. They have updated, obviously. We can see Brady Kostecki still leads by 131 points. Yes, BJR has extended its position in third over DJR. So
okay,
not the worst outcome for these guys. Obviously, they pride themselves on their results, and Andre's always very quick. But, you know, again, looking good to get a P3.
We'll try and get Brad in on this one then. We'll come away from the music for one sec, if I may, Brad. And I'll get a word on the podcast. We're on the cool-down lap. And we're talking teams championship for you guys.
That's cool. I like that.
Got a cool name, huh?
Yeah, cool name.
It's pretty. It's sort of like pseudo racing related.
Yeah,
if you
I
did,
get
you get
it,
up the.
Get it. Yeah. It's one for the old people.
Teams championship. You guys are still very much in that fight for a great result this year.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened today, but anyway, you know, we're doing our best to move into fourth. But yeah, no, it turned out really well. So. Pretty tough weekend for BJR. It always seems that here we have one strong car and one, you know, one not. And so for us, car 14 was our shining light today. And, you know, it's good to be third in the championship.
Brad, I mean, walking past there, a few cars on flatbeds, at least the benefit for you guys. You know, I said just then, having four cars, there's always going to be some sort of tail of woe. But you've got straight cars. That's the most important thing heading to another street circuit.
Yeah, we had one that it was interesting. Macaulay said to me when those three cars had the accident at the start of the race, they all damaged the inlet, and so they were all flat out on the rev limiter. So when you have a big accident, it damages the intake and it jams the throttle wide open. And you know, me being me, I'm like, well, dude, you know, just like drive it back on the limiter, you know, like slip the clutch. And he's like, yeah, but it had a wheel hanging off it. So I went, okay, I get how you can't do that. But so that's going to be a bit of a thing with these cars. They have a big hit. And because it's a fly-by-wire throttle, then, you know, they're either going flat out or they're not. So, it's a thing. Anyway.
James Courtney said the same thing after his incident today.
Watch my little videos next week and okay. I'll be updating you about it. I think.
Are you enjoying making all that content? You're very informative.
I'm surprised how many people look at it, to be honest. I mean, the numbers are staggering. So, but I do enjoy it. I probably don't put as much it's very raw. So, yep. I just walk down, I look at it, I don't put a lot of thought into it, I look at the problem, and I explain it. And I think people really like that. If I had I'd probably give them a slightly better content if I structured it like you or Crom.
Selling yourself short.
No, but, I know how Neil works. And I don't really, I don't do it like that, but I want it to, we shoot it with an iPhone, I want it to look raw. And it's really hitting a spot. And it doesn't matter whether they're short or long or, and I get, lots of people like them. So I find it a bit staggering.
There you go.
It's working good.
Well done. On behalf of the fans, I say thanks for that content.
Oh, no worries. My pleasure. Stand by. I've got plenty more to talk about.
Keep it on the Brad Jones Racing Socials for that one. Thank you, BJ.
Absolutely. My pleasure. All right. Catch you guys in 3 weeks. Adelaide.
About that.
Can't wait.
Bring it. Adelaide is going to be the final stop on the calendar. We can chat calendar in a moment, James, when we get a little bit further up the lane. So, Mac has cut a couple of scrapes on it, but you're right, four relatively good-looking cars coming away from this event for Brad Jones Racing, and that's more than they can say from this event last year when a few of them got caught up in that awful, awful crash at the beach chicane.
Definitely, that's a great point. I mean, we were looking at the lap times today and all the lap counts, and our lap four safety car, it's a bit of a better situation compared to last year when I think it was 11 cars at the beach chicane. So.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate to see cars in the wall, but I think three compared to 11 is a bit of a better outcome.
Okay, Team 18. What do you say about poor car 20? That was just a complete innocent bystander in the incident that happened at the chicane. Scott Pye trying to get around the outside of James Golding's car, which was trying to get back, pointed in the right direction, and unfortunately taking him into DNF land. And that car all weekend seemed to be pretty quick for Scott Pye.
Yeah, I think we've got to pay tribute to Scott and this Team 18 squad. I mean, they were quick out the gate. They were quick in practice one. So
yeah.
And I know that the weather played a role on Friday as well, but they were quick. And being in the top 10 at Gold Coast is not an easy feat. Obviously, Mark Winterbottom came home in the top 10. He got ninth. Yep. So his guys are quick. But, yeah, that's just really bad luck for Scott.
Frosty's packing up his bag. He's going to make a run for the airport. I just want to quickly say g'day to him because, first of all, I watched Frosty 40 laps from the beach chicane yesterday. Now, you did get the wall once there, but nobody was getting closer than you lap after lap after lap to that right-hand side wall. There was millimetres in it every lap. How on earth do you do that?
Close my eyes. Nah. Yeah, just pushing through there. But we're actually here for a ride day on Tuesday, so we're not. We're going wet and wild tomorrow, so it doesn't matter about what result or what happened today. If you're going on water slides with the kids, it gets you in a good mood. So always fun here. That back chicane's awesome, but it's a fine line. You get it right, you look like a hero. You get it wrong, yeah, it's game over. So yeah, good part of the track.
Fair dinkum. I went to watch a couple laps at the start of the race, and mainly because of your car and your driving, I couldn't move. I was there for 40 laps. Fair dinkum. It's an amazing spot to watch from. There's been some changes around here. You and Matty Saunders are now the new couple there working together, and it seems that the feedback's pretty good.
Yeah, Matt's a good friend, actually. We get along really well, and he was at Team 18 previously, and he now actually is very high up at Malibu Boats. So we talk water skiing more than understeer, but he just gave us a chop out this weekend. I'm very lucky that his boss, who also is one of my sponsors, Malibu, gave him the time off. And, he just come in literally Wednesday night. Thursday, that was my debrief with my engineer. Friday on track, Saturday, Sunday race. He goes home. He's got meetings tomorrow morning with all the Malibu dealers from around the country. So, I'm very lucky. He gave me a chop out and he works his backside off, and we had some fun. And, it's best of a bad scenario, I guess.
That sounds like a good life to me.
There you go. Well, you got your bags packed, so we'll let you get out of here. But yeah. Enjoy Wet n' Wild.
Thanks, mate. I'll make sure I do a bad job next time, so you come back early from the beach again. I'm sure it was me. Yeah, I'm sure it was me that you stayed there.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing else to look at. Yeah.
Just the licorice straps are all yours.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bud.
Cheers.
It's cool to see this team with a bit of rejuvenation off the back of Bathurst. And
yes.
This car looks like it's had a race weekend. It's missing the headlight cover off the left front. It's got some scrapes and some scuffs down the left-hand side. But a clear turn of pace and probably fair to say that they're heading in the right direction at Team 18.
Definitely. I mean, it was pretty well publicised across all fronts how heartbreaking Bathurst was for those guys. But it's not easy, again, to get in the top 10 at Gold Coast. And they did that. And obviously both cars. I mean, that's the important part, is that both cars are quick. And not many teams can say that this weekend.
No, not many teams can say that. One team that can say it is Erebus. Very up and down weekend for Coca-Cola Racing by Erebus. They had some difficulties, which started on Friday for Will Brown. I didn't actually realise it at the time, but
Will's car was the only car that didn't go out to do that full course yellow test at the end of practice. And I thought it had more to do with the fact that he had that back surgery.
Yes.
Little did I know it was actually some sort of transmission issue with that car.
Yeah, and that obviously affected them yesterday as well when qualifying. Starting up the back, really good recovery drive towards the top 10. But
yeah.
Unfortunately for Will and obviously for Brock Freeney as well, they're out of championship contention. So they got a lot of pride to fight for. And obviously for Will, there's one more weekend with these guys before he goes to Triple Eight.
Yeah, that is a good point. It's they were in there with a fight for a very long time. They had that series lead for that car for a while as well, and as it would be now, it's the other side of the garage they'll be cheering on. And what it definitely means is that we'll see the 9 and the 99 working very hard together, I think, when we get to Adelaide, and ditto that down at the other end as well with the 97 and the 88.
Yeah, Barry Ryan, the boss of this team, he's a friend of our podcast. He's been on a few times, and every time he says, like, it doesn't matter how we get to the lead, as long as we're leading. The orange numbers are really important for these guys, and they've worked hard all year to hang on to them, and now Brad has got them in position. And you know, who knows? It could be all over on the Saturday in Adelaide. I'm sure a lot of people won't want that, but Brody's in position to do that. And the way that he raced today, he's very keen to get there.
Yeah, so let's just, before we get to our break, we'll just check out the championship picture as it stands at the moment, because it's quite similar to how it looked on the way in to Surfers Paradise.
It's the same number, Chad. So there you go. It's easier to copy and paste. But 131 points, obviously, you can get to 151 at the end of Saturday in Adelaide. The title's staying here. But you know, Shane van Gisbergen really wrung its neck this week. And obviously, that result yesterday for them, P2, was really important. They wanted one more position, wanted some more points. But the top five today as well was really important in the scheme of things. But yeah, it's now Erebus.
Yeah, and Teams Championship sitting, I think, 170 points at the moment. So that is also very, very tight. They're considering, obviously, twice the points when you consider two cars are fighting in contention for that one. Okay, we need a quick break here on the Schick cooldown lap. But I'm going to spend this break thinking about what my Schick Hydro 3 key moments are going to be, and James is going to do the same, and then we're going to finish our walk up pit lane, and the next stop on the tour is the team that won on Sunday, Penrite Racing.
Experience a close shave and no more sensitive skin with Schick. Schick Hydro Sensitive with shock absorb technology helps to protect sensitive skin from irritation. Available at all major supermarkets.
All right, Paves, we're back, and we're not too far away from diving into the race-winning team here on Sunday, Penrite Racing. What a huge moment this has been for them here this weekend, winning their first race since being rebranded, since the old Kelly Racing days. But I want to start with our Schick Hydro 3 cool moments of the race and of the weekend. Where should we start?
Let's start right here, Chad.
Good idea. Not bad at all, actually, because I think Matt Payne has been something of a revelation of late, and he showed it this weekend, didn't he? An incredible turn of speed. In particular, that shootout lap, that Armorall shootout lap on Saturday was something special.
It's hard to believe I think he turned 21 the other day.
Yep.
So
at Bathurst,
It's hard. I mean, you look at motorsport and sport in general these days, and they're getting younger, but they're getting younger and they're getting better and they're getting better quicker. And Brady Kostecki's leading the championship. He's 25 years old, but Matt Payne's 21, and I can't remember who said on the broadcast, but Matt's going to be a future champion. And the qualities of that driver that and the performance that you can do around this sort of place. First time he's been here.
Yeah.
Is it the first time he's been in anything around here?
He would have done Carrera Cup, I reckon, here.
Carrera Cup, yeah.
I'd say.
But this is a different beast, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like
pretty
you said,
impressive.
That shootout lap. But also, 250Ks around here is no mean feat. And to do it around guys who have done it for a long time, heck of a performance all weekend. Really impressive.
Yeah, and then number two for me, before we go diving into this garage to see who we might be able to find, I'm going to give a special shout-out to the V8 Utes,
the
Super Utes, because, my goodness me, were they impressive. They've been on the up and up since getting the V8s in there. They've been building the numbers. The racing product is so cool at the moment. There's a bit of feeling out there, of course, with that big crash that happened on Saturday. But the championship finale went down to the wire today.
Yeah, extraordinary. And a good point you raised there is the numbers. I mean, it's a very healthy competition at the moment out there. And a lot of guys who can win races. But when you've got a big grid, there's a lot to lose for those guys. And there's a lot of feeling in that series as now, which is really, really good. It bodes well for the future of that category. And they look really good too. I mean, especially around here. You remember the old days of the old Utes, but these ones are riding the curves. They're jumping around. They're sliding everywhere. Great entertainment.
Yeah, Aaron Borg has won in Super Utes in 86s. He's a champion, and he is deserving, if you can get the funding together, I know that's really what it comes down to, but deserving of an opportunity in a supercar.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
So I hope he gets that. Now, number one, I see a big blue shiny oval, which is shining at me, but as well as that, just the sheer excitement around both finishes on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I think I was talking, I'll name drop him, Mitch Robinson, the Supercars media manager, who was at Tickford for a long time. I think he said the combined race-winning margin of both races was less than 0.4 seconds. That's,
wow.
That's nuts. Yeah. And, you know, the sport is competitive. And it's been interesting, you know, obviously, with the P word and stuff as well. But to get two results like that. But the best part about that, Chad, is it was a straight fight between two different cars. And both days, four different teams.
Yeah.
And to get those results, really, really cool. And I hope the fans enjoyed it. I'm sure they did.
Absolutely. There was lots to enjoy about it as we go diving into the garage down here. They're doing a great job packing it all up. The party hasn't started yet. Now, Al McVane's got his hands full here, so I've picked an awful time to walk up to him. So what I will do is I'll quickly plug that the helmet that he won in here today, Dave Reynolds, is going to auction. And just as he's about to pick things up, we'll dive in and say well done to Al, because he's one of the sport's nice guys, and I bet that one felt pretty good. You've been a race winner here on the Gold Coast before.
Yep.
And what did that one feel like?
Relief, mostly, I think. You know, we've been so close for a lot of time since I've joined this team, and it's great to finally give the boys here a victory.
And also for Dave Couchy, a new role for him becoming a team principal, and for Stephen Grove and Brenton Grove and everything that they've poured in financially. The good times are coming. Matt Payne looks to be an absolute star of the future. So this operation's going places.
Yeah, we're building day after day, just trying to be better. Every day we go to work, every job we do. It takes time. I think we're coming good, but next year, hopefully it all comes together.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Thank you.
All right, good job by this team to get the W here today. We're at the back of the garages, by the way. And the cleanup Grand Prix out here is pretty frantic. There will be a drive day that's coming up soon as well. So there'll be a lot of work to go over the next few days for these teams. It's a crazy pack up this one, because you don't have the transporters backed up to the garages.
Yes.
So it's sort of similar to being back at Pukekohe and packing everything up into these tiny little boxes and shipping everything back out to where it needs to come from.
It's a massive operation. I think obviously street circuits, they're becoming more prevalent worldwide. You look at overseas categories as well. Street circuits are huge and they're big operations, but especially here, obviously we've been coming here for the best part of 30 years, but it is crazy walking around the back and people listening who were lucky enough to be around the back here.
Yep.
It's crazy how everything fits, and it's crazy how compact it is and how well it works.
Yeah, it's they fit a lot into a very small space here, plus all the extra event stuff that happens as well, Paves, from the giant skateboarding ramp. Did you see the half pipe that they had here this weekend? We've got helicopters permanently coming in and out of the circuit. There's always something to see and do at this venue, and Boost Mobile really do need to be commended for everything that they've been able to bring to this event, particularly the off-track.
Yeah, I mean, Peter Ratterton, he does a great job with talking about how big this event is and how important it is to the fabric of his brand, and obviously they do deliver. I mean, if you were trackside, there was so much going on and so much good stuff to see. It's good to see some Boost ambassadors here as well. Obviously, Sally Fitzgibbons, I think a few people might know who she is. She was up there giving out a few surfboards, which is pretty apt. So
Caroline Buchanan, Jordan DeGoey.
Definitely.
Was here as well. Mitchy Brusco, the skateboarder. So
it's a bit of a who's who, isn't it?
I'm a mad passionate Collingwood fan. So for those who don't know, I was pretty happy about seeing Jordan DeGoey up there handing out surfboards. What a cool moment that was.
Definitely.
For him. We're at the front of Tickford now. We're sort of tic-tacking back and forth. Might I add, the concrete walls that make up our front straight fencing have already been removed from parts of these sections, and it's back to being an open road again. Huge shout out to the officials that do an incredible job in tearing all this down and building it up year on year.
Yeah, we say it's a 2.96 kilometre track, but that's a lot of fencing, a lot of walls, a lot of wiring, a lot of cameras. There's so much. Keeps going. And credit to everyone for all these track builds. They look superb all the time.
Yeah, we're at the front of Tickford, like we mentioned. I want to get a quick word with Timmy Edwards. Quick one, Tim. We supercars.com dropped into Tickford the other day, and you said you wanted a little going away present before it was all over, and boy, did you get that yesterday. And you have a big smile on your face to end the weekend. So that's all good news, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, you always want more, but yeah, first and a third was good. It was a strong weekend, and, you know, great result for Thomas yesterday as well, and without a little mistake that we made this morning in qualifying, he would have been kind of at the pointy end again today, but he still had a very strong run today. So 3 in the 10 yesterday, 2 in the 10 today.
Have you recovered from that finish yesterday?
It was probably a good job I left my blood pressure tablets at the hotel, because if I had the packet here yesterday, I would have chewed the whole lot.
Good on you, buddy. One more race meeting to enjoy?
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. I've enjoyed this weekend, and I hope I do the same thing in Adelaide. Look, to be honest, whatever happens on track in Adelaide, I'm going to enjoy my last race.
Good on you, buddy. We'll enjoy seeing you there.
See ya.
All right, thank you, Tim. Always nice to get a word off the boss, though. We did make some engineering changes in there as well. I heard at the press conference that they were saying just how good the new relationship has been with Tom Randall working with Chris Stuckey.
Yeah, so that's big.
Chris has made that move across recently to be working from Declan Fraser's car to working with Tom Randall now, and you get the feeling that that's a pretty good working relationship. Really experienced engineer, and put him with a young driver, that's a killer combo.
Yeah, and Tommy's finishing the season really well, isn't he? I mean, a hat-trick opponent at the Bend, that's not an easy track to get results at, but obviously they were quick but unfortunate during the injury. Gary Jacobson, a shout-out to Gary, he did a really good job. But this weekend, again, like we're talking about different teams here and there and how you can get results over these long races at these really, really tough racetracks. Tommy Randall, rock solid, really, really good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll continue the walk. Not too many teams to get through. We've got Shell V Power Racing. Tricky weekend for the Mustangs here at Shell V Power Racing. Very cool to see Dick Johnson back here. And also, might I mention, cool to see Dr. Ryan Story back here with the white shirt on. And, man, this guy has been so sorely missed. So I'm just really happy to see this guy back in a garage. Through all the health issues that he's gone through, the passion that he's got for this sport is palpable. And I just feel like the Shell V Power Garage is a better place for having him around.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan was there at the team's high point, really, during the Scotty and Fab's days, and they were pulling in a lot of great results. I think I remember 12 months ago, we were here right now, and Scotty was with us talking on the podcast, and there were a lot of good vibes then, but a lot of good vibes now because they're getting results. And again, I'll cite that pre-Darwin test. They were nowhere before that, but you know, that third place at Darwin really, really proved that these guys have still got their heads screwed on. They're going to get results.
Yeah, Anton Di Pasquale got that car into the Armorall shootout early today. And unfortunately, I think they had some electrical gremlins hamper that car during the race, which saw him finish a couple laps down. But there's certainly some speed there. And the good times will surely be coming back to the Adelaide based team because they're too good to not be collecting the points and the trophies along the way.
Yes.
But yeah, the big thing there was big tick. Cool to see the good doctor back at Shell V Power Racing once again. We are on our last stop of the tour for the GC 500 for this year. We're at the front of 888. How do we think this team will be leaving the venue feeling in 2023?
Well, they're usually quite good here. I mean, they've won so many races here. They won both races last year. They won both races in 2019. But I think for this team, they'll be quietly confident going to Adelaide. I mean, they didn't, you know, in effect, the driver's series lead between Brody and Shane is exactly the same as it was. So I don't know how they might look at the post-mortem through that. Obviously, the team's championship's fluctuating as well, but this is Triple Eight. They're in both fights. They're going to be in the fight until they're not, so it'll be good to see.
Yeah, all right. Let's see if we can get a word with Dado maybe, although there's plenty of music pumping here, so I might go back a bit further and see if I can grab Shane for this one. All right. Well, I think they're doing a bit of packing up out the back here. So we'll leave Shane alone for the moment. He's just trying to have a little Red Bull and a little quiet time out the back, which is fair. But we'll see him in Adelaide all the same. One more time for Shane. What we all do. Let's see if we can get the boss there.
Got the tunes pumping.
Actually, no. We'll go get Jess today. She's at the front. She's standing away from all the music at the back. Jess, quick word for the podcast. We love saying g'day on the pod. Just catching up with some of the girls out the front here. I wanted to know, how was Red Bull Ampol Racing leaving the 23 Gold Coast event feeling? So it's all very much similar points-wise to how you arrived.
It is, yeah. I think it's identical, 131 points behind, which is not how we wanted to leave, but definitely leaving hungry.
And it's hungry.
Well, yeah, coming into Adelaide, it's traditionally somewhere that we've gone fairly well. So, yeah, I think, and also the atmosphere of last year at Adelaide being the last event was awesome. Like, it was just such a cool event. So coming in with a title fight still out there, and it's not, you know, we haven't often been the hunter rather than the hunted. You know, we certainly have been, but not more often we've been the hunted. So yeah, definitely looking forward to taking it down to the wire if we can. But hats off to Erebus and Brody. They've thoroughly deserved it. They just haven't put a foot wrong. So, you know, when we're in this position, we'd much rather be in this position to a team and a driver that has performed as well as they have, as opposed to knowing that we haven't kind of performed at our best, or you know, there have been misfortunes or whatever along the way.
Jess, before we get run over, I mean, the Drivers' Championship means so much to everyone, and for you guys, you've won plenty, but the Teams' Championship as well is really, really important, and it's so important to have two cars in the fight. How do you guys expect to approach Adelaide? Do you think that Brockmole will be used in a way to help Shane?
Oh, look, the Teams' Championship for us was Bathurst really hurt. That really, we were in such a good position at Bathurst when it was looking like we could have got a 1-2. So, Teams Championship, look, we're still in with the shot, but it's a longer shot. So I think coming in, and again, all credit to Erebus to have had two cars. You know, it's not only Brody, it's Will as well, to have had two cars up there consistently, consistently taking the battle to us weekend in, weekend out. I can't say how Adelaide will play out from that perspective, but we'll have to look at the overall picture and work out. If it's possible to have two cars up there, then fantastic. But if you're in the situation where one car has to sacrifice for the benefit of another, that's a decision that you can only really make in the heat of a moment and in, yeah, kind of when you're under pressure. It's one of those hypothetical situations that you can't give an answer to until you're faced with it.
Definitely.
This is one of those teams that seems to make those decisions on the fly very well. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you very much. Hope you guys had a great Gold Coast.
Did have a great Gold Coast. Thank you for that.
Not too sunburned. I think I got away with it.
Yeah. For those, it's a podcast and they can't see James's complexion, but safe to say...
Well, they would have missed that white flash around the track today. So we got away with it.
On you, Jess.
Thanks, Jess.
So there you go. We've traversed the entirety of the pit lane. The sun is setting behind the big skyscrapers here at the Service Paradise Street Circuit for another year. It's so cool to have this event back. We missed it during COVID, didn't we, Paves? And it was so cool to come back here last year and get reminded why we love this event so much, and it proved it this year.
And it's a fantastic thing to have. Obviously, we've announced that it's a record crowd as well. So nearly 202,000 people coming through here to enjoy some really good racing. But it just shows that Queensland does big events. They're doing really well, and the weather was fantastic. Obviously, a bit of rain start of the week, but who cares? That's old news. The sun was out Saturday and Sunday, and we loved it.
There you go. We need to know your BP Ultimate performers. I'm going to start with you on this one.
Holy smokes. Where do you start? I mean, obviously, we were down there talking about Matt Payne and how consummate and mature he is at 21. Fantastic performance. Obviously, Cam Waters getting the win yesterday. David Reynolds getting the win today. Shane Van Gisbergen and Brody Kostecki. They've got so much to play for and so, so much to lose. But I think the way they performed, they both finished second either day. They kept themselves in the hunt. That's really good for those guys.
I think you could pick either of the Penrite Racing guys
definitely
for that honour here this weekend. All right, well, that wraps up the Schick cooldown lap. We've just got one more show to go. That will be Velo Adelaide 500, and I cannot wait to get back into South Australia. We have the big gala happening as well. There's some fan choice awards that you can go and vote on if you want to go and check that out as well. It's been a big weekend here. Paves, surf's up. Catch you in Adelaide.